You're listening to Hard Drive DL, available at harddriveradio.com or download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app.
Hey everybody, Paulie here from Hard Drive Radio, and I'm delighted to be joined on the phone right now by Howard Jones of Light the Torch. Man, thanks for giving us a call today.
No problem.
So, the album, the new album from Light the Torch, Revival, and it's got to feel real good to get this thing out there now, man.
Oh, that is the most mild way of putting it. It really was a long time coming, and so, yeah, it's as close as a man can get to giving birth. Yeah, that's how it felt for me.
I feel like the title kind of says it all. Anyone who's been following, you know, the news knows about the name change and the legal issues, and I'm sure you don't want to get into that for, like, the 100th time. So instead... tell me a little bit about, you know, the process of writing and recording for this album. And I want to kind of know, you know, when the writing started.
I'd say writing started beginning of 2017. Last tour that we did as Devil You Know, we were in the UK. I started getting some demos from my guitarist. And I was just kind of roaming each city each day, you know, just like... be up in the morning and just kind of roam around, and I started writing the album then, and that was basically when we knew it was like, okay, looks like we're going to be burying the name. So it was kind of a bittersweet tour, but the writing started, and so we just got home like February, March, April, just kept writing and demoed everything, then got in the studio, and I think I'd say by June, July, we were finished. It was somewhere in that vicinity. My dates are terrible.
Wow, that was that's good though. Tell me about picking up Scuzz from Extinction AD.
Well, we had a friend of ours and a friend of his, Don. He had came out on tour with us, and we were needing a drummer. We were starting to have some issues, and we needed a fill-in drummer for a tour. And Micah came out, and we weren't able to work it out. He had some things planned for, you know, for our tour, so the schedule was just kind of bad. But we kept in touch, and he ends up sending us a video of him playing every song that we had put out, and you know, without asking him, he just did it. So
wow.
that's pretty cool, and he was just a super fun, super nice guy, and we had all kind of known him from some of the bands he played with, and just everyone has always had great things to say about him, and it just worked out. So we started writing him, we called him, he came down, crushed it. We were super happy.
Awesome, man. And I imagine, you know, going into the studio with someone like that who you already have a rapport with must have been, you know, a lot easier than just picking up some rando.
Yeah, that was definitely part of it. Just going through everything we went through, it kind of brought us super close. And, I mean, we're now just really good friends who work together. You know, it's way beyond a band now, everything we went through. And we're friends. When we're not touring, we're hanging out. When we're touring, we're hanging out. And so if we're going to bring somebody in, we're bringing in people that we really care about. This is our lives, so we're going to make sure.
I imagine most people attempt to be professional musicians not because they want to, you know, a cool job, but because they just want to go on the road with their friends and hang out and make music all the time, right?
Oh yeah. But it's just, it is work. When you know, when it becomes more than just playing in the backyard, it's work. It's real. It's a job. You know, it's taxes. There's all that stuff involved with it too. So you kind of have to make sure everything is in order. Then the fun starts.
Ah, I see. And here I always thought it was fun first.
Like I said, you know, back in the day, you just go out and play. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of this wasn't fun for a while. It's fun now.
Good. I mean, it sounds fun, man. I was listening to the album all weekend, and it's, you guys are in top form. And I have to say, you know, specifically for you, it's so good to hear your voice and hear you, you know, doing what you do, man. I'm so excited for you. I can't even describe it.
Oh, thank you. And no joke. This was us. We had to drop the band name. We didn't have a contract. We had nothing. We wrote that, got our producer, Josh, went in the studio. This was all us. And nobody else was involved. We didn't have a band name until we handed in the CD for them to listen to.
How did you guys come up with the name?
I thought of about a half dozen. We picked that one. About okay. 10-minute thing. There you go.
No real, like, super insightful story behind that one.
It felt right. We were in the dark for a long time, and it felt appropriate.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was it.
You mentioned Josh. Who was the producer you worked with?
Josh Gilbert. Played bass for As I Lay Dying, Woven War.
Oh, yeah.
Just great guy I've known for a long time, and then getting to work with him was just a blast. He just kind of meshed with us really well. And plus, he just kind of let me do my thing. and you know, just, you know, you know, where I need to push or a little spark, you know, they were able to help me out. But, you know, I kind of got to run free with this. And, yeah, it was a really fun group effort. And plus, we recorded everything together. You know, we stayed in the studio together. I recorded everything with everyone in the studio, which I'd never done. I'd never had a whole band in the studio with me while I'm recording vocals. Just never done that. This time, like, start to finish, we're doing this. And that's why the album came out the way it did. But, you know, this is what a lot of hard times, hard work, and good results, you know, became. It was this album. So we're happy.
I imagine, you know, the recording process, especially for you as a vocalist, is a very kind of personal experience, especially if you're writing and singing about things that you know, have personally experienced. So being open like that, that must be just a huge milestone for you personally.
It was a little different, and that's why we're not a band. We're just friends who work together and travel together. Like, we bonded through some really hard stuff. So, you know, it was, in the end, it was worth it. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely worth every bit of struggle.
I'd absolutely agree on that one. I mean, the work speaks for itself. It's absolutely worth it. The single is Calm Before the Storm that we're playing right now. Can you tell me a little bit about what went into creating that tune? Maybe what you were thinking about at the time or what you were inspired by?
If I recall, really, this was the last song I wrote on the album. And my mind was kind of blanking with it. And when it came in a flurry. That's pretty much all I can tell you. Yeah, that song kind of manifested in about a half an hour. I don't know, when, you know, certain times there are things that work like that. Sometimes things are quick, sometimes they're not. This is one of those. It was just like, I think I must have pushed it to the end for a reason, because when it came in a hurry. So, yeah, it's just a fun song.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoy playing it, man. I really dig it. Can you tell me, when you're writing, can you listen to other music when you're creating music, or do you need to shut all that stuff out?
I'm sure I could. I just don't. I think it would influence me too much, especially if it's something that I enjoy. You know, next thing you know, it's like, wow, this album sounds exactly like Faith No More. you know, I don't need to do that. So, yeah, I kind of shut everything out. I'll listen to some hip hop or something, you know, or just, you know, something to entertain me for a while, you know, just to give your mind a breather from the songs that you're listening to a million times. But yeah, for the most part, I have to stay away from music when I'm doing that.
Is there any other art or literature or something that you look to when you're creating?
Not really, just because I'm a little obsessive. So my mind, I don't sleep a lot either. So just my mind's just going that way. And I like working. I like writing and helping other bands. And so I'm just constantly going. So that's just how my mind is. Once I can get a little bit of a lull, then I can listen to other stuff. But I don't know. I kind of don't stop.
I mean, well, we're all the richer for it, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
let me ask you quickly about the cover art for the album, because it's very beautiful. Who did the art, and how did you find that person?
Found that person writing the music for the album. It was my guitarist.
Oh, no way.
Francesco, yeah. Francesco, he as a, I don't know, he just kind of got interested in artwork and started fiddling around with a few programs, and then it just progressed and progressed, and all of a sudden, he's just doing that. He's one of those guys where when he focuses on something, he just kind of goes for it. And sort of like golf. He just picks difficult things, and then he just goes all in. We were tossing out some ideas, and I know part of the idea had come from Ryan, a bass player, and Fran had started mocking up some things, and we said, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Go for it. And that's the finished product. So, yeah, like I said, we kept this in-house.
That's amazing. And, you know, people like that, I'm always kind of jealous of, in a way. They're like, you know, okay, he's a phenomenal guitar player, but also he's a really talented artist, apparently, and also a skilled golf player. Like, can you just be not good at everything, please?
Yeah, and, he went to he went to Berklee School of Music, and, you know, same school that Adam D went to, but he moved from Italy to go to the school. He took English in school.
Wow.
He did not speak English.
Man, what a talent.
Francesco he's a different sort of guy. Yeah, and it's my little Italian dude. Love that guy.
Actually, you know what? Let's hop in the Wayback Machine. Tell me about what it was like meeting him for the first time.
It was like, wow, this guy's pretty intense. And he's really good and just very knowledgeable. Mm. He's kind of a machine. But it's cool when you get to see the machine turn off and then he relaxes. And, you know, we hang out. We'll go camping, stuff like that. You know, just when it's work, we work. But when we hang out, you know, we're hiking or fishing or camping or grilling or something, you know, just, my boyfriend. Yeah. But yeah, first meeting, like, oh, this guy's business.
So the album is out now, but I don't think I've seen any touring announced yet. Is there something in the works?
That is in the works. Good. We just got new booking and management and all of this good stuff. The machine is starting to move now, and we will definitely be on the road.
Good. Excellent. When you hit the road, is it all going to be from the Light the Torch album, or are you going to be working in some Devil You Know stuff too?
Oh, yeah. We'll play all that good stuff. I mean, we had to, lose the trademark, so, you know, there won't be merchandise there. You know, there won't be physical product of Devil You Know, but we can play the music. So, yeah, we'll definitely spill some of the songs into the set.
Good. Awesome, man. That's awesome. I want to kind of go outside the Light the Torch scope for a moment. I was kind of stalking the Facebook feed and looking at things, and I noticed you, back in November, you took a picture with two of my buddies in Crobot. You went to go visit them in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what they were working on down there?
They're just working on some new tunes. You know, they Those boys are good.
They are so good.
And love them. And I was just kind of helping with some songwriting, arranging, you know, stuff like that. That's something I've been really pursuing. And, I mean, along with Kroba, I've been working with Peter, who was originally from Soilwork. He and I, you know, we're doing an album together, but also, you know, we work with songwriting and arranging for bands and all kinds of other ventures. So even to, like, bands, they need demos and, you know, want us to help with writing, arranging, you know, lyrics, whatever. You know, we're just kind of involved just because this is what we love to do.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're coming up to New York City next week, and they're playing St. Vitus, so I can't wait to see them.
I am quite aware.
You coming out? You going to be there?
If I can, I will definitely show up.
That'd be awesome, man. I was watching the video with you and Jamie Josta for Chasing Demons. Tell me a little bit about that one.
We had recorded that a while ago. And I mean, that's another one of those things that I had kind of forgotten about. It's just not forgotten, but just, you know, it had been a little on the back burner, you know, and especially with Jamie doing podcasts and Hatebreed and then just kind of interweaving some of his solo stuff in and then all the stuff I'm doing too. So, and, you know, just it got squeezed in there like, oh yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah, Jamie's another one of those guys.
And that's also while, you know, we both got to do some work with Dee Snider, you know, which was awesome. That album is amazing.
Was that Dee's new solo album?
It's amazing.
Oh my
that,
God.
That's just, it's coming. Just be ready. Just be ready for it. That man sounds amazing.
I mean, would little kid you ever believe that you grew up to do this kind of stuff?
That's what I'm talking about right there. Little kid me is like, whew. I feel funny.
Before we wrap up here, is there anything you'd like to say to your fans who are eagerly anticipating, well, not anticipating, the album's out now, but just fans listening to the interview, anything you want to say to them?
Just for those who've been on the ride with me for all this time, just thank you. I do this because I love it. And if you're listening and care, that means the world to me. I mean, that's why I do it. That's why that's why I came back and I'm still doing it, because I fell in love with this stuff again. So thank you.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Howard, thank you so much. The album is Revival, the band Light the Torch. Howard Jones, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
More episodes of Hard Drive DL at harddriveradio.com. Download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app and keep listening.